بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. نعم today this is our session number 11. Session number 11, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, yani Level 3, first half of Medina Book 3, Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. Okay, so today, بإذن الله تعالى, our plan is to begin a new lesson, the lesson number 4. بإذن الله تعالى, we hope to cover the English key, points 1 through 3, pages 24 and 25, as well as the Arabic text on pages 41 and 42, and then go over the exercises, the first 4 exercises. So, what I want to say from the beginning is that this is a brief, very brief lesson. It contains 3 points, and none of them are extremely difficult, but very important fundamentals. We're going to be looking at, starting with this lesson, and in the next few lessons, we're going to be looking at patterns for words in Arabic language. Any the wazn of a word, like certain patterns have indicate certain meanings. So we're looking at the composition of words, how you compose words from letters upon certain patterns that indicate certain meanings. Okay, in the past we have been looking mostly at the composition of sentences, sentence structure, how you compose sentences according to the rules of grammar, and now we're going to be looking, yani in addition to that, we're going to be looking a little bit more at the composition of words, how you compose words according to certain patterns that indicate particular meanings. So we'll see in this lesson that we're going to look at 2 patterns, the pattern for the active participle, yani ism al-fa'il, and the pattern for the passive participle, ism al-maf'ul. And we're also going to be looking at ma al-hijaziyah. So those are the points that we're going to cover in this lesson. And again, as I mentioned, this is a brief lesson. We're going to look at the English key, the Arabic dialogue in the beginning of the lesson, and the first few exercises. And probably in the next lesson, we'll complete, in the next session, we'll complete this lesson number 4. Okay, so let's turn to the English key on page 24 for lesson number 4. And the first point, it says, in this lesson we learn, number 1, the ismu al-fa'ili, ismu al-fa'ili, the active participle, yani the one who's doing the action, and is a pattern that represents the one who does the action of a verb. In English, one who reads is called a reader, and one who writes is called a writer. In Arabic, a noun on the pattern of fa'ilun is derived from the verb to denote the one who does the action, the one who does the action of that verb. Yani, the word fa'ilun here has a footnote after it, footnote number 1. It says this pattern can be represented by the formula one followed by a long A. One means the first radical. Two followed by a short I. Two means the second radical. And three means followed by UN, yani the tanween, which means the third radical. So 1, 2, and 3 mean the first, second, and third radical, or first, second, and third root letters. The first radical or root letters followed by fatha aleph. The second radical or root letters followed by kasra, short vowel. And the third radical, the last radical, is followed by tanween. Alright, so this is a pattern, yani a wazn, which shows us, yani the letters of the pattern are going to always be fa, ayn, and lam. So the fa represents the first radical, or the first root letter. The ayn represents the second radical, and the lam represents the third radical. So the pattern tells us what to do with the first radical, what to do with the second radical, what to do with the third radical. If we add anything after the third radical, anything before the first radical, or long vowels and things in between them, or extra, yani letters of increase in between them. The pattern tells us how to take these three root letters and what to do with them in terms of voweling and anything that precedes it or follows it or comes in between the root letters. Okay, so again, the first matter of this lesson four, very, very important pattern, the pattern of ismu al-fa'il, the active participle, which represents the one who does the action of the verb. Okay, so this pattern, fa'ilun, is derived from a verb to denote the one who does the action of that verb. And then they give us some examples. For example, kataba means he wrote, past tense. The one who does the action of writing is on the pattern of fa'il is katibun. So the root letters are kaf, ta, and ba. And the pattern tells us that the first radical, the kaf, takes fatha alif. And the second radical, the ta, takes kasra. That's the pattern. Fa'ilun. Fa'ilun. So, for the verb kataba, the ism fa'il, yani the active participle on the pattern of fa'ilun is katibun, means a writer, one who writes. Second example, saraqa. By the way, the mudari from kataba is yaktubu, just as a reminder, and the mudari from saraqa is yasriqu with kasra, yasriqu. Saraqa means he stole, so the one who does the action of that verb stealing, the one who steals, the thief, on the pattern of fa'ilun, if we take the root letters seen, ra, and qaf, it becomes sariqun. From kataba, katibun. From saraqa, sariqun. From abada, and its mudari is with dhamma, ya'budu, abada, he worshipped. The ism fa'il, on the pattern of fa'ilun, from ayn, ba, and del, is abidun. Abidun means a worshipper, one who worships. From khalaqa, and its mudari is yakhluqu with dhamma. Khalaqa yakhluqu means he created. The ism fa'il, the active participle, yani the noun on the pattern of fa'ilun that represents the one who does the action of khalaqa, of creating, is khaliqun, a creator. Okay, so from kataba, katibun. From saraqa, sariqun. From abada, abidun. From khalaqa, khaliqun. In the Quran, in the 6th surah, 95th ayat, we have inna allaha faliqul habbi wan nawa. Indeed, Allah is the splitter of the grains and fruit kernels. That is, He is the one who makes them sprout. He is the one who, yani, splits it open, cleaves it open, tears it open. Allah is the one, is the splitter of the grains and fruit kernels. The splitter, faliqun, from falaqa yafliqu with kasra. Falaqa means to split it open. The ism fa'il, faliqu. Okay, let's go to the next page. Page 25. And we have the second point. Okay, so the first point of this lesson, very important point, the active participle, the one, the pattern of fa'il, which represents the one who does the action of the verb that it is derived from. The second point is the companion of the pattern of fa'il is the pattern of maf'ul. Point number two, top of page 25, the ismu al-maf'uli. Ismu al-maf'uli. The passive participle. Active participle, ism fa'il, the one who's actively doing the action. Passive participle, the one that it is happening to. The one who's passive, the action is happening to them. This is a noun on the pattern of maf'ul. Maf'ul. And there's a footnote there. It says this pattern can be represented by the formula MA, which is a prefix before the first radical, 1. The first radical doesn't have any vowel. The second radical has Dhamma elongated by Wow. And then the third radical has UN. So 1, 2, and 3 represent the first radical, second radical, and third radical. MA means that you're prefixing mean with Fatha before the first radical, which has no vowel. Second radical has Dhamma elongated by Wow. Third radical has Tanween UN. So this pattern, the pattern of Maf'ul, can be represented by the formula MA, 1, 2, long U, 3, UN. I mean, I don't think we really need this, but in any case, it's there, we're just reading. That is an extra MA is prefixed to the first radical. The second radical is followed by a long U. First radical has no vowel. Okay, so let's go back. Point number 2, the ism maf'ul. Ism al-maf'ul, the passive participle. Yani the one who is not actively doing the action, but the action is happening to them. This is the noun on the pattern of maf'ulun, derived from the verb to denote the one who suffers the action, the one that the action occurred to, that the action fell upon. Fa'il, the one who's doing the action. Maf'ul, the one that the action happened to. For example, and here they give us more examples. The examples for ism maf'ul. Qatala, he killed. If you use the pattern of maf'ul, you're going to prefix to the first radical, the qaf, you're going to prefix meem with fatha. The first radical takes sukoon, it becomes maq. The second radical takes dhamma elongated by waw, and it's ta with dhamma and waw, tu. And the last radical, in this case the lam, takes tanween. So you have from qa ta la maqtulun. Maqtulun. Qatala, he killed. Maqtul, one who has been killed. The one that the action occurred to. Khalaqa, he created. On the pattern of maf'ul, meem with fatha added to the first radical, the qaf with sukoon. The second radical takes dhamma and waw. Makhluqun, the third radical takes tanween. Makhluqun, he who has been created, or that which has been created. Sarra means he pleased someone or something. Masroor, yani from the three radicals are seen, ra and ra, because the second radical has shadda, right? Second letter has shadda, so it's seen. Ra, ra. Prefix with meem with fatha. First radical, the seen, takes sukoon. Second radical, first ra, takes dhamma waw. And the second ra, yani the third radical, takes tanween. Masroorun. He who is pleased. Sarra means he pleased. Masroor is the one who is pleased. Kasara. Kasara. Yaksiru. He broke something. On the pattern of maf'ul, maksurun, kaf, sin, ra, prefix with meem, first radical takes sukoon, second radical takes dhamma and waw, maksurun, that which is broken. Alright, so again, we have from the verb qatala, we have maqtul, khalaqa, makhluq, sarra, masroor, kasara, maksur. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. No creature has to be obeyed, or there is no obedience to a created being, في معصية الخالق, if it involves disobedience to the Creator. So this hadith is a very important hadith, fundamental to Islam, from the fundamentals of Islam, that obedience is primarily first and foremost to Allah alone, and there's no obedience to any created being if it involves disobedience to the Creator. And in this hadith we have both patterns. We have the maf'ul pattern, the passive participle in from khalaqa, makhluq, and then we have the active participle, fa'il, in khaliq. So the khaliq is the one who does the action of creation, and the makhluq is the thing or the one that was created. So So in this hadith we have both patterns, ism fa'il and ism maf'ul. I hope that this is clear. It's relatively simple. It's just a matter of following the pattern. The wazn for the passive participle is maf'ul. The fa, the ayn, and the lam represent the three root letters. The meem with fatah is prefixed to it, and the dhamma and waw are for the second radical. The second radical takes dhamma, elongated by an extra waw. Okay, let's go on to the third point. Third point is based upon the sentence, ma ana bighafilin amma ta'malu. Ma ana bighafilin amma ta'malu. Meaning, I am not unmindful of what you are doing. Ma ana, yani negation. Ma ana, I am not bighafilin, unmindful, an, about, concerning, ma, what, ta'amalu, what you are doing. Now, this ma, in ma ana bighafilin, this ma is called ma al-hijaziyatu. Ma al-hijaziyatu. The Hijazi ma. And the Hijaz is a place in the Arabian Peninsula. The Hijaz, right? So this ma is known as ma al-hijaziyya. The Hijazi ma. And acts like laysa. It functions the same way as laysa. It performs the same function as laysa in the language of the people of Hijaz. It is used in a nominal sentence like laysa, yani mubtada and khabar. And after the introduction of ma hijaziyya, just like after the introduction of laysa to a nominal sentence, the khabar is rendered mansub. The khabar of the nominal sentence, the mubtada and khabar, jumla ismiya, just like with laysa, laysa makes the mubtada, which becomes known as ism laysa, marfu'un, and the khabar laysa, mansub. So the same thing with ma, al-hijaziyya. When it's introduced to a nominal sentence, the mubtada becomes the ism ma al-hijaziyya, and the khabar becomes khabar ma hijaziyya, and the ism of ma hijaziyya is marfu'un, and the khabar is mansub. So it's used with a nominal sentence, the jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar, and after its introduction, the khabar becomes mansub. The ism of ma hijaziyya remains marfu'un, just like it does with laysa. But the khabar becomes mansub. The khabar may also take an extra ba, just as it's permissible for the khabar of laysa to take an extra ba, rendering it majroor. If the extra ba is used on the khabar, instead of it being mansub, it would be majroor. For example, the original sentence we want to look at here, we're reading Arabic, but the sentences are given from the left side first. Al-baytu jadidun. Al-baytu jadidun. The house is new. Now we want to say the house is not new, because ma al-hijaziyya is negation, like laysa, right? Functions the same way as laysa. Al-baytu jadidun. We want to say the house is not new. Ma al-baytu jadidan. Ma al-baytu jadidan. The house is not new. So al-bayt here is the ism ma, which is marfu'un, and jadidan is the khabar of ma al-hijaziyya, which is mansub. If we use the extra ba with the khabar, then it will make it majroor. So then we will say, yani instead of ma al-baytu jadidan, we'll say ma al-baytu bi jadidin. This is the same, just as we would say laysa al-baytu jadidan with ba, laysa al-baytu bi jadidin. So we can see from this that ma acts like laysa. It does the same action, the same work. It has the same effect in the language of the people of Hijaz as laysa has. It has the same rules. It's used with a jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar. And the ism of ma al-hijaziyya, just like the ism of laysa, is marfu'un. The khabar is mansub. If you use the extra ba, it became majroor. We also have in the Quran, in the 12th surah and 31st ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani that Allah relates in the Quran, ma hadha basharan, yani that when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, the lady said, ma hadha basharan, this is not a human being. Ma hadha basharan. Here the khabar is mansub basharan. We also have examples of the khabar having the extra ba. For example, in the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, 74th ayat, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah is not unmindful of what you do. And Allah is not unmindful. وَمَا اللَّهُ, yani this ma is ma al-hijaziyah, it's negation like laysa. Its ism is marfu'un, مَا اللَّهُ, and its khabar is mansub unless we have the extra ba, as in this case, بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. So this is relatively yani simple matter. We can remind ourselves that we had when we had Laysa, I think in lesson 3, the same rules for Laysa, this rules for Ma'al Hijaziyah, functions the same way, has the same meaning of negation. Same rules used with the Jumla Ismiya, Mubtada and Khabar. Its Mubtada is Marfu'un, its Khabar is Mansub. It's permissible to use the extra Ba, in which case the Khabar becomes Majroor. Okay, after this, we're going to look at the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson, which begins in the Arabic section of the book on page 41. What we're looking for in this reading, primarily, most importantly, first and foremost, we're looking for the patterns of ism fa'il, the active participle, and the pattern for ism maf'ul, the passive participle. And we're also looking for examples of ma al-hijaziyah, when it's used with a jumla ismiyah. And that the khabar of ma al-hijaziyah will either be mansub, that's its original ruling, or it could be majroor if the extra ba is used with the khabar. So we're going to be looking for those things, and we're going to also be looking at some of the rules that we took in the past that we will find in this lesson. And we're going to be looking at and we're going to be attempting to, number one, read properly, and number two, comprehend what we read. Yani reading comprehension. Looking at the grammar rules, the patterns of the passive and active participle, and the ma al-hijaziyah, and how it works. So we're looking at that in the text that we are going to read here on page 41 and 42. Okay, so we're at the top of page 41, Ad-Darsu Ar-Rabi'u. Ad-Darsu Ar-Rabi'u. And inshallah, I'll try to pause as I'm reading so that you can also read along and so that you can also translate. You can also translate. Hopefully, you've written out the lesson and you've already translated it and examined it and identified any of the important elements that are new in this lesson, as well as any things that came here as a means of review from the past lessons. The conversation begins with Al-Bara. He says, نُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ نَتِيجَةَ الْإِخْتِبَارِ الشَّهْرِيِّ يَا أُسْتَاذُ. نُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ, we want to know, and he's making himself the speaker for the students, we want to know نَتِيجَةَ, the result of the اختبار الشهري, يعني اختبار الشهري, the monthly examination. We want to know the result from the monthly examination, Ya Ustadu. And here I'll just remind us that Ustadu here is the Munada. It's the Munada. We said that the Munada, yani the word that comes after Ya Nida, is Mabniun ala Dhamma. Naam. Al Harith says, Kam Rasiban. في فصلنا يا أستاذ. How many راسبًا, how many of those have failed the examination in our class, يا أستاذ. Here راسبًا is the تمييز of كم, and we said that the تمييز of كم is always مفرد منصوب. It's مفرد منصوب, singular, and in the accusative case, how many are those who failed in our classroom, O teacher. The teacher says, Al-Mudarris, Kullukum najihun, walhamdulillahi. Kullukum, all of you, every one of you, have passed the exam, or najih. Najaha, you passed. Walhamdulillah. And the praise for that, the fact that you all passed, the praise for that belongs to Allah. And you help, who helped you, who enabled you to do well, to grant you the tawfiq. Khalid says, Nahnu masroorun. هل من راسب في الفصول الأخرى؟ Khalid says, نحن مسرورون. We are all very happy. هل من راسب? Is there anyone who failed في الفصول الأخرى, in the other classes? Here we want to note, and we're going to have to go back a little bit too. I wasn't any focusing completely. We want to note the pattern of مفعول, the passive participle, مسرور, and its sound plural, masculine sound plural, مسرورون. يعني from سر we have the pattern مفعول, مسرور, and this is the plural, مسرورون. And also in this sentence we have the pattern of فاعل, from رسب راسبون, pattern of فاعل, active participle. And before that, in the line before that, the teacher's speech, we have the active participle, fa'il pattern, najihun, from najaha. Naam, from najaha. And before that, harith speaking, we have the ism fa'il pattern, rasibun, from rasaba. From rasaba. Rasibun. So we have ism fa'il, rasibun, اسم فاعل ناجح, and اسم مفعول مسرور, and the plural of مسرور. And then in that line we also have, from Khalid speaking, هل من راسب, is there anyone who, يعني رسب, failed the exam, رسب, on the pattern of فاعل راسب. The next line the teacher says نعم, and is there anyone who failed in other classrooms? The teacher says نعم, ولكن الراسبين قليلٌ. And then there's a pause and he says, من كاتب هذا على السبورة. He said, yes, there are some who failed in the other classes. ولكن الراسبين قليلٌ. However, those who failed, الراسبين, those who failed are few. Those who failed are قليلٌ, very few. Here again, rasib, rasibina is the plural of rasib, which is the active participle from rasaba, yarsubu, on the pattern of fa'il, rasib. And also in this statement of the teacher, we have man katibu hadha ala sabura. Who is the one who wrote this on the writing board? Man katibu hadha. So here, katib is from the verb kataba, yaktubu. And the active participle derived from it on the pattern of fa'ilun is katib. And this is an idafa construction, katibu hadha. Who is the one who is katibu hadha? The one who is the writer of this. And that's why katib doesn't have tanween. And the pattern of fa'ilun has tanween on the end, right? But there's no tanween here. And that's because katibu here is the mudaf. And the mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. We learned that in lesson 5, book 1. Katibu hadha, the writer of this on the writing board. Who is the writer of this on the writing board? Hamid says, man adri, we don't know who wrote this. Wajadnahu maktuban indama dakhalna al-fasla. We found it, yani whatever was written on the board, wajadnahu, we found it maktuban, written. Indama, at the time when دخلنا الفصل, when we entered the classroom. And he goes on to say, يترك الفصل مفتوحا فيدخله طلاب من جهات مختلفة. يعني يترك الفصل, the classroom is يترك, it's left, مفتوحا, open, فيدخله طُلَّابٌ. So students enter it, enter the classroom, مِنْ جِهَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ, from different directions. People coming from here and people coming from there. So in the statement of Hamid, we have يعني مكتوباً, وَجَدْنَاهُ مَكْتُوباً. مَكْتُوباً here is the passive participle on the pattern of مَفْعُول from the verb كَتَبَ. كَتَبَ مَكْتُوب. We found it written when we entered the classroom. يُتْرَكُ الْفَصْلُ, يعني this is the مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُول. يُتْرَكُ الْفَصْلُ, الْفَصْلُ is the نَائِب فَاعِل مَرْفُوعٌ وَالضَّمَّةِ. The classroom is left مَفْتُوحًا, open, it's left open. And here مَفْتُوحًا is the اسم مَفْعُول, again from فَتَحَ. اسم مَفْعُول, another passive participle on the pattern of مَفْعُول from فَتَحَ. يَفْتَحُ مَفْتُوحًا means something that has been opened. We don't know who did the open. I mean, we're not saying here like who is the one who opened it, the فاتح. We're talking about something that was the مَفْعُول, opened. Okay, so in this statement of Hamid, we have several many patterns of, or two patterns of ism maf'ul. Maktuban from kataba and maftuhan from fataha. After that, the teacher says, ماذا نعملوا? What shall we do? And about the classroom being left open and people coming in here from everywhere, writing on the board. فَالْقُفْلُ مَكْسُورٌ, يعني the lock for the door is broken. After a pause he says, هَلْ مِنْ ذَاهِبٍ إِلَى السُّوقِ الْيَوْمَ, يعني is there anyone, a ذاهب, is there any ذاهب, one who is going to the marketplace today? In this speech from the teacher, ماذا نعمل فالقفل مقصور, مقصور is the اسم مفعول from كسر, يعني كسر يكسر, يكسر means to break. So the اسم مفعول يعني from كسر is مقصور. And we'll talk about later as we go into the details of the discussion that the اسم مفعول is actually from the مبني للمجهول of the verb, and the ism fa'il is from the mabni lil ma'loom. We'll look at that inshallah as we go through the lesson, but for now we're saying it's from the verb kasara, yani, but it's actually derived from its passive form, yani kusira, maksoor. So the teacher says, what shall we do, the lock is broken, is there anyone going to the market today? Ghalib says, ana zahibun inshallah. And by the way, and in addition to the ism maf'ul maksoor, we have the ism fa'il zahibun in the statement of the teacher, zahibun, and on the pattern of fa'ilun. And then here ghalib, we also have zahib again, ana zahibun insha'Allah. So again this ism maf'ul. And then the teacher says, arju an tashtariya quflan jayyidan, arju an tashtariya قُفْلًا جَيِّدًا. I hope, I wish that you will purchase a lock that is good, a good lock. قُفْلًا جَيِّدًا. Ghalib says, inshallah, if it is the will of Allah, inshallah, I will do so. The teacher says, اقرأ الآية الواردة في الدرس يا عارف. Read the ayat al-warida that is mentioned fi darsi in the lesson, ya arifu, o arif. So here we have two words that we're going to look at from the pattern of fa'il. We have al-warida, yani which is the feminine of al-waridu. Al-waridu yani is from warada, warada yaridu, warada yaridu. So we have the ism fa'il al-warida, yani the feminine of al-warid, means the one that is mentioned. It also means to come or to arrive, but here it means al-ayat al-waridata, the ayat that is mentioned in the lesson, ya'arifu. And also we have ism fa'il, يعني فما عرف يعرف يعني the person's name عارف is on the pattern of يعني فاعل فما عرف to know يعرف عارف يعني the one who knows and by the way there are several names here on the pattern of فاعل I didn't pay attention to that I'm just being reminded now as I'm seeing عارف And if we go back and look at the beginning of the dialogue, Al-Bara, after Al-Bara is Al-Harithu. So Al-Harithu is also on the pattern of Fa'ilun. And Khalid is also on the pattern of Fa'ilun. And Hamid is also on the pattern of Fa'ilun. And Ghalib is also on the pattern of Fa'ilun, just as Arifu is on the pattern of Fa'ilun. So a lot of names are on the pattern of Fa'il, meaning the one who does that action. Coming back to where we left off in the dialogue, the bottom last three lines of page 41, the teacher says, read the ayat that's mentioned in the dars, Ya Arifu. And Arif reads after saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wassariqu wassariqatu, faqta'u aydiyahuma jaza'an bima kasaba. والسارق والسارقة the male thief one who has stole from سرق يسرق السارق is the active participle the one who did the action of stealing السارق the male thief والسارقة and the female thief also on the pattern of فاعل فقطعوا أيديهما cut off this is a command from Allah فقطعوا أيديهما cut off both of their hands yani from the wrist جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا as a recompense for what the two, each of them, the male and the female thief, كَسَبَا for what each of them has done. كَسَبَا is the muthanna of the verb. كَسَبَ كَسَبَا كَسَبَا The male and the female thief cut off the hands of the two of them, the hands of both of them, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا yani as a recompense for what they have done, for what they have committed, for their action, what they have earned with their own hands. Turning to, and so in this sentence, any we have the ism fa'il sariq, and its feminine form, sariqa, from the patterns of yani active participle. Turning to page 42, the teacher says, ما شاء الله, إنك قارئ جيد, لم أسمعك تقرأ القرآن من قبل أحافظ أنت teacher says ما شاء الله يعني expressing amazement and pleasure at the recitation of the student ما شاء الله it is the will of Allah إنك قارئ جيد indeed you are a good excellent reader لم أسمعك I didn't hear you تقرأ القرآن reading the Quran من قبل previously from before أحافظٌ أنت Are you a hafiz of the Qur'an? Anyone who has memorized the entire Qur'an? So here in this speech from the teacher we have قارئٌ And by the way this is a printing mistake here قارئٌ The Hamza should not be written without a seat The Hamza should be written on the ya because the pattern here يعني is from the verb قرأ قرأ يقرأ So the radicals are قاف را and Hamza. So the pattern of fa'ilun tells us the qaf takes fatha alif, the ra takes kasra, and the last radical which is hamza, not ya, it's hamza, the ya is just a seat for hamza. So the three radicals are qaf, ra, and hamza. Hamza should be written on top of the ya. Qari'un. Innaka qari'un jayidun. Indeed you are a good reader or reciter. I didn't hear you recite the Quran min qablu previously from before a hafidhun anta are you a hafidh of the Quran and here we have the pattern of fa'ilun from hafidha yahfadhu hafidha yahfadhu hafidhun one who has memorized the Quran Arif says na'am yes yani meaning yes ana hafidhun the teacher says ma ana bighafilin amma ta'amalu يا منصور ما أنا بغافل This is ما الهجازية We said, يعني it's used for negation, it's used with a جملة اسمية أنا غافل Ma ana bighafilin, I am not unmindful. Amma, yani concerning what? Ta'amalu, what you are doing, ya mansuru. Oh, mansur, I am not unmindful of what you are doing. And here again, yani in terms of the patterns, we have two patterns. We have ghafil, yani from ghafala, yaghfulu, yani being unmindful, neglectful, inattentive to something. Ghafil, the pattern of fa'ilun, active participle from ghafala. Ghafil. And then we also have the passive participle mansur from nasara yansuru, or from the yani mabni lil majhul nusira mansuru, yani the passive participle, the one who has been given nasr, help or support. Okay, but it's a name here, ya mansur. The point is that it's on the pattern of maf'ul, just as ghafil is on the pattern of fa'il. And again, in this sentence we have ma'al hijaziyah. The ism of ma is marfu'un, yani it's a pronoun. Pronouns are mabniun, but we say yani ana is ism, ma'al hijaziyah. As such, it is yani mabniun in the place where it should be marfu'un fi mahalli raf. And ghafil, yani here because of the extra ba, it became majrur, but originally yani as the khabar of ma'al hijaziyah, it would have been mansub, were not for the fact that the extra ba has been added here to the khabar. The next line, mansur, says, arju an tasmaha li bil khuruji fa inni uridu an adhhaba ila an-nasikhi. And mansur says to the teacher, arju an tasmaha li, I hope, I request that you give permission to me, tasmaha li bil khuruji, that you give permission for me to go out, to leave the classroom. فَإِنِّي أُرِيدُ, because indeed I want an أَذْهَبَ to go إِلَى النَّاسِخِ, to the copier, the one who makes copies. النَّاسِخ, from نَسَخَ يَنْسَخُ, نَسَخَ يَنْسَخُ, to copy something. There's other meanings as well. Here the intended meaning is the copier. يعني نَاسِخ, on the pattern of فَاعِلٌ, the one who does the action of نَسْخ, the one who does the copying. The teacher says, لا أسمح لك بذلك. لا أسمح لك بذلك. I will not give permission for you to do that. يعني بذلك بالخروج, to go out. ألا تعرف, do you not know, أن الخروج في أثناء الدرس ممنوع. Do you not know that going out of the classroom, في أثناء الدرس, during the lesson, is ممنوع, يعني is prohibited. And here we have another pattern, يعني the pattern of مفعول from the verb منع, or its مبني للمجهول منع. ممنوع, يعني the root letters being ميم, Noon and Ayn, on the pattern of maf'ulun. Mansur says, أنا آسف يا أستاذ, I am sorry, O teacher, I'm sorry. Yani, he expressing sorrow or regret for asking the teacher for something that's prohibited, it's not allowed. أنا آسف يا أستاذ, I am sorry, O teacher. And here again we have a pattern of fa'il, the active participle from asifa. يَأْسَفُ, أَسِفَ means to regret or to be sorry about something. أَسِفٌ, the one who does the action of the verb أَسِفَ, having regret or sorrow. The teacher says, أَتَذْكُرُ الْحَدِيثَ الْوَارِدَ فِي الدَّرْسِ السَّابِقِ. Do you remember the hadith الْوَارِدَ that has been mentioned in الدَّرْسِ السَّابِقِ, in the previous lesson? Here we have ism fa'il pattern from warada yaridu, yani which means to come or to advance or to appear. Here the meaning of it is to be mentioned, yani al-warida, al-hadith al-warida, the hadith that was mentioned. Fi al-dars al-sabiqi, again we have ism fa'il sabiq, al-sabiq from sabaqa yasbiqu, sabaqa يسبق to يعني to precede, to come before. يعني الدرس السابق, the lesson that has preceded. يعني اسم فاعل active participle from سبق. Mansur says نعم, يعني yes, I remember the hadith that was mentioned in the previous lesson. نعم, عن سهل ابن سعد رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنا وكفيل اليتيم في الجنة هكذا. يعني on the authority of سهل ابن سعد رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said أنا وكفيل اليتيم, I and the kafil of the orphan, the one who is responsible for, takes care of the orphan, I and the one who takes care of the orphan, fil jannati hakadha, will be in paradise like this, hakadha. And hakadha, yani, the narrator of the hadith explains what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing, yani, wa ashara bis sababati wal wusta, and he pointed with the forefinger and the middle finger. As-sababa, the forefinger, and the wusta, the middle finger. He pointed with these two fingers. وَفَرَّجَ بَيْنَهُمَا, and he made some space between them. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim as being authentic. Naam. So, here in this hadith, we have the pattern from the word kafilu. Ana wa kafilu al-yateem. Ana wa kafilu al-yateem. I and the one who takes responsibility for the orphan will be in Jannah like this. And he pointed with his yani forefinger and his middle finger. Wa farraja baynahuma, separating between the two of them. Yani, in other words, that both of us, yani me and the person who takes care of an orphan, will be in Jannah like this, close to one another, with a small space between them. فَرَّجَ بَيْنَهُمَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. نعم. And we're going to look at these words, as-sababa and al-wusta, in the end of this lesson. We will see a diagram of the hand and the various names or expressions that are used for the parts of the hand, for the palm of the hand, for the fingers, and so on. Alright, but in any case, what is important here is kafil, yani is from kafala yakfulu. Kafala means to take responsibility, to be responsible, or to take care of someone or something. Here, kafilu al-yateem, the one who takes care of the yateem, on the pattern of fa'ilun, active participle from kafala. The end of this lesson, the last line, bottom of page, on the end of page 42, the last line says, أَحْسَنْتَ يَا مَنْسُورُ أَرْجُو أَنْ تَكُونَ سَامِعًا لِلدَّرْسِ وَفَاهِمًا لَهُ. أَحْسَنْتَ يَا مَنْسُورُ, you have done excellent, you have done well, O Mansur. I hope that you تَكُونُ سَامِعًا, will be one who listens to this lesson, وَفَاهِمًا, and one who understands it. And again, here we have three patterns. Mansur is the pattern of maf'ul from nasara or nusira, and sami'an is the pattern of fa'il from sama'a. Sami'a yasma'u, sami'a yasma'u, or sumi'a. Sami' the one who listens, from samia, to hear. And then we have fahiman from fahima yafhamu or fuhima, yani fahim, the one who does the action of the verb fahima, to understand. Samian, the one who hears. Fahiman, the one who understands. Okay, this is the end of this Arabic text, and obviously we saw a lot of examples of the pattern of fa'il and the pattern of maf'ul, the active and passive participle. So I think that this is relatively simple and should be crystal clear. Inshallah, we're going to look at the exercises that follow, at least the first group of exercises, the exercises related to ism fa'il, and inshallah in the next session we'll look at the exercises related to the ism maf'ul and ma'al hijaziyah. Alright, so let's go now turn the page after the dialogue, turn to page 43 and look at exercise number 1. It says, Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Answer concerning the following questions. Answer concerning the following questions. 4 questions. These questions are comprehension questions from the exercise. Mada arada at-tullabu an ya'rifu. What is it that the students wanted to know? And what were they asking the teacher that they wanted to know from him? Arada at-tullabu an ya'rifu natijata al-ikhtibari al-shahri. They wanted to know the natija, the result, the grades from the monthly examination. And here I want to note ya'rifu yani is mansub. It's a fi'l mudari mansub because of the particle n, and the sign that it's mansub because it's from al-af'al al-khamsa. The sign that it's mansub is the hadf and noon. Hadf and noon. The af'al al-khamsa, when they are majzoom and mansub, they lose that noon. When they are marfoon, we say the sign of being marfoon is thubut and noon. Number 2. Arasaba ahadun fi hadha al-fasli. Did anyone fail in this classroom? La, lam yarsub ahadun. Teacher said, kullukum najihun. All of you have passed. No one failed in that classroom. Number 3. من الذي قرأ الآية? Who is it that read the ayah that the teacher requested? وماذا قال له المدرس? And what did the teacher say to him? يعني to the one who read the ayah. يعني الذي قرأ الآية هو عارف. يعني the one who read the ayah was عارف. وقال له المدرس, and the teacher said to him, ما شاء الله أنت قارئ جيد. Yani, it is the will of Allah. You are an excellent, yani, or very good reader or reciter. Number 4. من الذي أراد أن يخرج من الفصل? Who is it that wanted to go out of the classroom, to leave? أسمح له المدرس? And did the teacher grant his request or give him permission? بالخروج, to go out? الذي أراد أن يخرج من الفصل هو منصور ولم يسمح له المدرس بالخروج. يعني the one who wanted to go out was منصور ولم يسمح له المدرس بالخروج, and the teacher did not grant him his request, did not give him permission to يعني الخروج, to go out. Okay, these are the comprehension questions. Now we're going to look at the Arabic explanation of the ism fa'il, and we're going to also look at examples from the text of the ism fa'il, and then we're going to have an exercise where we have to derive the ism fa'il from the past tense and present tense verb, and then the final exercise number 4 that inshallah that we had for homework is identifying asma' al-fa'ilina fi ma yali. Yani there are 11 sentences and we have to look at them, read them, translate them, and see where are the yani passive participle, active participle asma' al-fa'ilin in those sentences. Okay, so exercise number 2 on page 43 is the Arabic explanation of the ism fa'il, the past, the active participle. The word as-sariqu, from saraqa. From Saraqa. As-sariqu. Is ismun yadullu ala man qama bis-sariqa. As-sariqu is the noun yadullu ala, that points to or indicates, man qama bis-sariqa, the one who actually did the action of stealing. Ism, yani ism fa'il, the example, sariq, is a noun from the verb saraqa, yasriqu, which points to the one who actually did the action of sariqa. وَهُوَ مُشْتَقٌ مِنْ سَرَقَ مِنْ سَرَقَ يَسْرِقُ. And it is derived from the past tense verb saraqa, whose present tense is yasriqu. Yani it's extracted from the verb saraqa. Sariq, ism fa'il sariq, is derived from the verb saraqa yasriqu. وَيُسَمَّ إِسْمَ فَاعِلٍ. And it is called or named the isma fa'ilin. Ism fa'il. Ismu al-fa'ili, the ism fa'il, is ismun masugun lima waqa'a minhu al-fi'lu. The ism fa'il is a noun that is masugun, formulated. Formulated lima waqa'a, for that which waqa'a minhu al-fi'l, for that or he who waqa'a minhu, the one that the fi'lu occurred from him, waqa'a minhu al-fi'lu. So the ism fa'il is a pattern in Arabic that's used to point to the one who did that, the one from whom the action occurred, and the one who did the action. Ism masugun lima, it is formulated for, yani ma waqa'a minhu al-fi'l, that which the action occurred from it, or he who the action occurred from. Wahuwa ala wazni fa'ilin, and it is on the pattern of fa'ilun, meaning the first radical takes fatha alif, second radical takes kasra, and the third radical takes tanween. For example, alimun, yani the one who has ilm. Jahilun, the one who is jahil. Zahibun, the one who is going. Yani all of these are on the pattern of what? Fa'ilun. Alim, jahil, zahib. So after this explanation, for exercise number 2, we got to go back to the dialogue. Istakhrij min ad-dars, extract from the lesson, asma al-fa'ilin, yani the ism fa'il, yani ism fa'il, plural, asma al-fa'ilin, al-warida fihi, yani the active participle words that have been mentioned in the lesson. Extract, identify and pull out the asma al-fa'ilin. Wadhkur ma'a kulli wahidin minha al-fi'la alladhi ishtuqqa minhu ala nahwi at-tali. So we have to find the asma al-fa'ilin that are mentioned in the lesson, in the dialogue, and then we have to mention ma'a kulli wahidin, along with each one of those ism fa'il, we have to mention al-fi'l, the verb from which it is extracted. اشتق منه على نحو فعل, yani following the, yani in this following manner, and على نحو التالي, yani the same as, yani just like what follows. Number 1, ism fa'il, find that word. Number 2, الفعل الذي اشتق منه. Then we have to also mention the verb that the ism fa'il is derived from, mentioning the past tense and present tense form. Okay, so the example they gave us came in the lesson, sariqun, and then we also have to mention the verb, past and present tense form of the verb that it is extracted from. Saraqa yasriqu. Alright, so we're going to go back to the dialogue, and we're going to look for the asma al-fa'ilin, we did identify them already when I was reading the lesson, but anyway, we'll just go back and just try to quickly go through it and see if we can see them one more time quickly. Okay? So there are no numbers on these lines, but just for the sake of being able to follow each line, even if it only has one word on it, I'm going to number them so you can follow me and easily see where we are in case somebody gets lost. All right? So I've numbered it from 1 through 17. In the first line, there's no ism fa'il or ism fa'il. That's what we're looking for, ism fa'il. In the second line, there's the name al-harith on the pattern of fa'il, and there's also rasib from rasaba yarsubu, yani the one who failed. In the third line, there's najihun from najaha, yani the one who passed, ism fa'il. And in the fourth line, there's the name Khalid. And then in what he said, there's Masroorun, which is the plural of Masroor. Yani ism. And we're looking for ism fa'il, but that's the ism maf'ul. So in this, actually on this exercise, we're just looking for the ism fa'il. So I'm going to skip the ism maf'ul and just go with the fa'il. So we have Rasibun in line 4. We have Khalidun, the one who's speaking. And we have Rasibun, yani one who has failed. In the fifth line, we have the plural of Rasibun, Ar-Rasibina, that's an ism fa'il. And we also have Katibu, ism fa'il. In the sixth line, we have nothing. In the seventh line, we have Hamidun, the name. And we're going to skip ism maf'ul and just look for ism fa'il. In the eighth line, there's nothing. In the of ism fa'il, in the ninth line, there's no ism fa'il. Oh yes, in the ninth line, there's Helmin Zahibin, yani from Zahaba, Zahibin, one who is going. In the 10th line, there's only the word Yawm, nothing there. 11th line is the name Ghalibun, and the word Zahibun, ism fa'il, active participle. In the 12th line, there's nothing there. 13th line, there's nothing except the name Ghalib, right? In the 14th line, there's Al-Warida, yani which is the feminine of Al-Warid, which is an ism fa'il, yani from Warada Yaridu, and there's also the name Arif. From Arafa, Ya'arifu. In the 15th line, there's the name Arif again. And then in the 16th line, there's As-Sariqu and As-Sariqatu, both of them ism fa'il, from Saraqa, Yasriqu. In the 17th line, there's nothing. And then we're going to turn the page to the page 42. And again, we're going to number every line, even if there's only one word on that line, just so that we can follow it a little bit more easier. And I'm going to number it from 1 through 13. So in the first line on the top of page 42, we have for ism fa'il, qari'un, from qara'a, yaqra'u. And then we have on line 2, ahafidhun anta, hafidhun, from hafidha, yahfadhu. And in line 3, we have the name Arif. Line 4, we have in the speech of the teacher, Ghafilin, Ma ana bi Ghafilin, from ism fa'il. In line 5, there's An ila an nasikhi, yani, Uridu an adhaba ila an nasikhi, nasikh, from nasakha yansakhu, ism fa'il. In line 6, there's no ism fa'il. In line 7, there's only the word mamnu'. In line 8, there's Asifun, from Asifa, Ya'safu, Asifun, ism fa'il, one who is sorry or regretful. In line 9, we have Al-Haditha Al-Warida. Warida is from Warada Yaridu, ism fa'il, and Sabiq, yani from Sabaqa Yasbiqu, also ism fa'il. In line 10, we have Kafilu, yani kafilu al-yateem, from yani for the meaning kafala yakfulu, to take responsibility, to care for something or someone. And then in line 11 we have nothing, 12 we have nothing, in 13 we have two ism fa'ils, asma al-fa'ilin, sami'un, from sami'a yasma'u, and fahimun, from fahima yafhamu. Alright, so this is exercise number 2, and now we're going to go to exercise number 3, Now, exercise number 3 is on the bottom part of page 43. It says, Sugh, yani formulate, Asma al-fa'ilin, min al-af'al al-atiyah. And from the following verbs, I want you to formulate the ism fa'il. Alright, so this exercise is separated into two pages. We're going to read what's on page 43 going across, and then we're going to go to page 44 going across. But keep in mind that there are four columns that we're looking at. We're looking at the first column, which has a fa'il, past tense and present tense, and then you have to put in the ism fa'il. And then again, we have a third column, which is a fi'l. In this case, alima ya'lamu, and we have to put in the ism fa'il. So there are two. They give us the fa'il, we have to put in the fa'il. So there are four columns here: fa'il, ism fa'il, fa'il, ism fa'il. We're going to read page 43 going across, and then we're going to go to the next page and do the same thing, keeping in mind that there's fa'il and ism fa'il and fa'il and ism fa'il. Okay, so on page 43, exercise number 3, first line, and they are not numbered, but we're going, Rani, three lines, 1, 2, and 3. قَتَلَ يَقْتُلُ, the ism fa'il is قَاتِلٌ, one who kills. عَلِمَ يَعْلَمُ, ism fa'il عَالِمٌ, the one who has knowledge, learned, scholar. I'm going to stop here just for a minute. I see that there's a question. I have a question concerning the reason behind the use of al-fa'ilin in the form of jam mudhakkar. Jam mudhakkar as-salim, instead of using al-fa'ila in the form of a singular feminine, being used to describe the word asma. I held the understanding that the jam ghayru aqil, the sifa used, should be singular feminine. Can you explain? Is this correct? And if so, how do we know the exceptions? I hope this is clear. Why do we say asma al-fa'ilin instead of asma al-fa'ila? Okay, yeah. It's clear. That's a good question. Tayyib. First, there are exceptions to things like this sometimes. But that is the correct rule that we learned from book 1, lesson number 16 and 17. Yani the plurals for غير عقل, words, yani غير عقل plurals, are treated as though they are feminine singular. So, an ism ishara that refers to it should be feminine singular, even though that noun might be masculine and it's a plural, but it's going to be treated as though it's feminine and it's singular if it's a plural for غير عقل noun. Alright? So we said that the ism ishara that refers to it should be feminine singular. The not, the adjective that refers to it, should be feminine singular. The verb that's used with it should be feminine singular, because we're going to treat this غير عقل plural as though it is feminine singular. That is the correct rule. That is the correct understanding. And this is not an exception to that rule. Rather, in the use here of اسماء الفاعلين, in the use of this expression اسماء الفاعلين, fa'ilin is the yani masculine sound plural is used here because the word fa'ilin is not a not, it's not a sifa describing asma. Rather, it's a mudaf ilayhi. It's not a sifa, it's a mudaf. Okay, so had it been a sifa, it would be al asma al fa'ila. Naam, if it was a sifa, al asma al fa'ila. But it's not a sifa here, it's a mudaf. Okay, so as a mudaf, then the word, it's not a sifa, so it doesn't, that rule is not applicable. Okay, it's not a not, it's not a sifa, it's mudaf ilayhi, asma al-fa'ilin. And that's why it's majroor, because it's mudaf ilayhi, majroor. And it's connected in idafa to asma. Okay, it's not a not, it's not a sifa, I think it's clear, inshallah. So we're going to go back to exercise number 3. We did the first line. قَتَلَ يَقْتُلُ قَاتِلُ and عَلِمَ يَعْلَمُ عَالِمُ. Second line. جَاهِلَ يَجْهَلُ. جَاهِلَ يَجْهَلُ, to be ignorant. جَاهِلٌ means one who يعني, is ignorant. سَجَدَ يَسْجُدُ means to prostrate. The ism fa'il is سَاجِدٌ, one who does the action of prostrating. Third line, last line on page 43, رَقَعَ يَرْكَعُ. رَقَعَ يَرْكَعُ يعني to bow in ruku. The ism fa'il is رَاقِعٌ, رَاقِعٌ, on the pattern of fa'ilun. رَقِبَ يَرْكَعُ, to ride. رَقِبَ يَرْكَعُ, ism fa'il رَاقِبٌ, from ra, kaf, ba, رَاقِبٌ, ism fa'il from Raqiba, to ride, a rider, one who rides. Okay, after this we're going to go to the next page 44 and continue with this exercise number 3. And again, we have four columns. The first column is the verb, past tense and present tense, and then we have to give the ism fa'il, and then we go across. to another verb, past tense and present tense, and we have to give the ism fa'il. So the first line on the top of page 64, we had three lines already, so this is line 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. In line 4 we have, or the first line, jalasa yajlisu, to sit, ism fa'il, jalisun, one who does the action of sitting, a sitter. Going across, khadama yakhdimu, khadama yakhdimu, yani to serve, to give service, yani the one who gives service is khadimun, or a servant. Next line, second line, or fifth line, if we're counting from the three from before, shahida yashhadu. I'm going to make this the fifth line, so I'll keep up the count from the last page, since it's not that many. This is the fifth line, or fifth set of examples. Shahida yashhadu means to bear witness, or to be present, or to witness something. The one who witnesses is ism fa'il, shahidun. Going across, kariha yakrahu, to hate or dislike something. Kariha yakrahu, the ism fa'il, the one who hates or dislikes something, karihun. Line number 6, la'iba yal'abu, means to play. The one who does the action of playing is la'ibun, ism fa'il, la'ibun, the one who does the action of playing, or a player. Going across, aqala ya'aqilu, aqala ayn qaf lam, aqala ya'aqilu, yani to have intelligence or intellect. Aqala ya'aqilu, yani ism fa'il, aqilun, yani one who is intelligent or sane, one who understands things. Aqala, yani aql means, yani the intellect. Ya'aqilu. Aqilun is the ism fa'il. Line number 7, next to last line, sa'ala yas'alu, sa'ala with hamza, yas'alu means to ask, the ism fa'il, one who does the action of asking or a questioner, is sa'ilun, sa'ilun. Going across, bara'a yabra'u means to create, to bring something into existence, bara'a yabra'u, the ism fa'il, is bari'un, bari'un, with hamza written on the ya. And this is one of the names of Allah, al-bari, al-bari'u. Going down to the last line, number 8, akala ya'kulu, to eat. The one who does the action of eating is an eater, or akilun, akilun. And the last one, amara ya'muru, to command. The one who gives commands, who does the action of commanding, is amirun, amirun. Naam. Okay, so this exercise number 3 was practice in the formulation, forming the ism fa'il from the verb. Exercise number 4, and this is the last exercise that we intended to do today, so that's what we had for homework, is 11 sentences, and alhamdulillah they are numbered here. I like them when they are numbered, it's a lot easier to follow. The instruction says, page 44, exercise number 4, عَيِّنْ أَسْمَاءَ الْفَائِلِينَ فِي مَا يَلِي. Identify, point out, أَسْمَاءَ الْفَائِلِينَ, the nouns that are فَائِلِينَ, yani active participle, فِي مَا, in what, يَلِي, follows. And here we see, yani that expression again, أَسْمَاءَ الْفَائِلِينَ. We know that this is an idafa construction, right? Because pay attention to the fact that these two words came together in idafa, and fa'ilin is not a not or a sifa describing asma. How do we know that? Because if it was a not, yani the man'ut would also have alif lam like its not or its sifa, right? Because the not or the sifa has to agree with the man'ut in being definite or indefinite, masculine and feminine, singular, dual, plural, and in its i'rab. And so we see that it's not yani having the same agreement with the man'ut, especially in yani fa'ilin, yani is mudafun ilayhi majrur, and asma yani is mansub with fatha, so it couldn't be a not. And as well, yani fa'ilin has the definite article and asma doesn't have a definite article, so and that's because yani the mudaf of an idafa construction, the first part never takes alif lam or tanween. But what is important is asma is mansub, it's maf'ulun bi for ayyin, and fa'ilin is mudaf ilayhi majrur. So they don't agree in terms of i'rab. They don't agree in terms of i'rab. Okay, so this exercise is for us to identify the ism fa'il in the following sentences. Sentence number one, man qatilu aliyin radiyallahu anhu. The meaning of it, who is the qatil, the one who killed Ali, may Allah be pleased with him. Okay, so what we're required to do in this sentence is find the ism fa'il, that's qatil, from qatala, yaqtulu qatil, ism fa'il, the killer of Ali. And again, this is also an idafa construction, the killer of Ali. Qatilu is the mudaf, and aliyin is mudaf ilayhi majrur. Second sentence, la tanhar as-sa'ila, la tanhar as-sa'ila. Do not yani reproach or scold or turn away the sa'il, the one who yani comes asking for something, yani the person who is in need, and they putting their hand out asking. La tanhar as-sa'il, yani don't reproach, don't scold, don't turn that person away. And here the ism fa'il is sa'il, from sa'ala yas'alu, to ask for something or to request something. Ism fa'il sa'ila. Number three, aladayka shahidun ala ma taqulu. Aladayka yani a'indaka, do you have a shahid, a witness, who will witness, who will bear witness, ala ma taqulu, to what you are saying, who will bear witness upon what you are saying. And here again, the ism fa'il in this sentence is from shahida yashhadu, shahidun, yani the one who does the action of witnessing. Number four, al-majusiyu abidu an-nar. Al-majusiyu abidu an-nar, yani the magians are worship, yani the majus, they worship the fire. They are fire worshippers. Abidu an-nar. Again, in this sentence, the ism fa'il is from abada ya'budu abid. And abid here doesn't have tanween because it's the mudaf. And an-nar is mudaf ilayhi majrur. Number five, thalika ar-rajulu al-jalisu. Here's a na'at and a man'ut. Ar-rajulu al-jalisu amam al-mihrabi alimun kabirun min Afghanistan. Yani that man, the sitting man, the man who is sitting, ar-rajulu al-jalisu, that sitting man who is sitting in front of the mihrab, yani the thing in the front of the masjid that indicates the direction of the prayer, he is an alim, a scholar, kabir, a big scholar, or a great scholar from Afghanistan. And here in this sentence, there are two active participles, al-jalisu, from jalasa, the one who sits, who does the action of sitting, and alimun, yani from alima, the one who has knowledge, the one who has knowledge. Number six, ala'ibu kurati qadami, or kurati qadamin anta, yani are you one who plays kuratul qadam, football, or what is intended here is soccer. Are you ala'ibun kurati qadamin anta? Are you one who plays kuratul qadam? The ism fa'il in this sentence is from la'iba yal'abu la'ibu. La'ibu kurati, yani la'ibu is the mudaf. Kurati is mudaf ilayhi majrur, and it's also mudaf, and qadamin is mudaf ilayhi majrur. Number seven, dhanna al-aakili khayrun min yaqini al-jahili. The dhan of the aqil person is better than the certainty of the ignorant person. Yani the dhan, the assumption or supposition or uncertainty of the aqil, intelligent person, his dhan or her dhan is better than the yaqeen, the certainty of an ignorant person. And here we have two ism fa'il, yani active participles, al-aqil and al-jahil. Number eight, fa'altu thalika wa ana كَارِهٌ لَهُ. I did that وَأَنَا كَارِهٌ لَهُ. While I was, this while, يعني, that indicates يعني the condition of the person. I did that while I was disliking it. وَأَنَا كَارِهٌ لَهُ. And in this sentence, يعني the ism fa'il is كَارِهٌ, from كَارِهَ يَكْرَهُ. كَارِهٌ, one who dislikes or detests to do something. And this reminds me of the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said to a man reported in the Musnad Imam Ahmed, Aslim, yani surrender to Islam, and the person said to the Prophet, Ajidu nafsi karihan, yani I find that my nafs dislikes to do this, to enter into Islam, to submit and to surrender. And the Prophet said, Aslim wa in kunta karihan, yani submit, surrender to Allah even if you dislike it, and even if your nafs is not agreeable to it, this is going to be your salvation. The ism fa'il in this sentence is كارهن. Number 9, فاتح الأندلسي طارق ابن زياد. فاتح, يعني the one who فتح, يعني who conquered Andalus, is طارق ابن زياد. And here we have two ism fa'il, يعني active participles. فاتحٌ from فتح means to open or to conquer, and طارق يعني means to knock or to come or to reach or to come by night. That's a name, طارق, يعني, but it's on the pattern of ism فاعل from طرق يترك. طرق يترك. And فاتح from فتح يفتح. Number 10, عن أنس حديث. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي على الناس زمان الصابر فيهم على دينه كالقابض على الجمر. رواه الترمذي. يعني on the authority of أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, he said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يأتي على الناس, a time will come, يعني زمان, a time will come to the people where الصابر, the one who is patient, فيهم, amongst them, على دينه, with his deen, يعني bears patiently whatever the deen requires of him to implement or to abandon, the one who is patient amongst them on his deen will be like القابض, the one who holds tight على الجمر, on hot coals. Yani being patient, establishing the deen, practicing the deen fully, there will come a time when a person who does that, who holds on to the deen, will be like holding on to hot coals, meaning it will be a great difficulty. It will be great difficulty. In this hadith we have first, yani ism fa'il malik, from malika yamliku, and then we have as-sabir, from sabara yasbiru, يعني to be patient. And then we have قابد, from قبض يقبض, to seize or to take or to grab or to hold something. قابد, also ism فاعل, قابد, صابر, and مالك. And the last sentence, قال تعالى, يعني the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم, يريدون أن يخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجين منها ولهم عذاب مقيم. سورة المائدة 5, 5th surah, 37th ayat, the saying of Allah the Most High, they want to come out of the fire. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا, but they will not be coming out of the fire. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, and they will have a lasting punishment. In this ayat, we have the ism fa'il خَارِجِينَ. خَارِجِينَ is the plural of, and in the sound masculine plural from خارج, ism fa'il from خرج يخرج. خارج plural, خارجين, يعني مجرور because of باء. And this is the last sentence from exercise number 4. We're going to stop with this. That's what we had for homework. بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to try to complete during this coming week the remaining exercises. In the following session, we'll go over your answers to starting at exercise number 5 to the end of the lesson. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى for myself and for each of you that He grant us success, التوفيق, in doing whatever we do. that we do it sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, and correctly, in accordance with the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then that Allah, out of His mercy and His favor and His bounty and His generosity, that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds. And at the same time, we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm, and that He grant us al-thabat, yani firmness and steadfastness upon His sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen. Inshallah, I'll be sending out the homework assignment in the morning, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, or at some point during tomorrow, but no need to wait for that. Yani review the English key for this lesson, and start doing the exercises that remain, starting from exercise number 5 on page 45.